There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
If you are affected by today's Ryanair strike, or Ryanair cancellations, I beg your pardon, Ryanair cancellations due to French air traffic control strike, our thoughts are with you. We have a cancellation, definitely, of the Cork-Paris flight. That's been impacted both in and out at Cork Airport. Anybody else, we'd love to hear from you. 083-396-9696. Because for once, Ryanair flights are cancelled. And I'm in total agreement with Michael O'Leary. This is 50,000 people affected, Ryanair passengers affected today due to a strike by air traffic controllers. The carrier, that's Ryanair, has said more than 300 flights have been cancelled all over Europe. Because, not because they're going to France, not because they're coming from France, but because they have to go through French airspace. And Michael O'Leary, this isn't the first time this has happened, and on a previous occasion, Michael O'Leary hit out and said, look, this is simply not fair.
France is using minimum service legislation to protect its local French flights, but all of the cancellations are then being disproportionately passed on to English flights, Irish flights, Italian flights, Spanish flights, German flights. This is unfair. When there's ATC strikes in Italy, they protect overflights. In Greece, they protect overflights. France must be required by the EU Commission to protect overflights. We respect their right to strike, but if they want to strike, cancel the French flights, protect the overflights.
Owen Corry of Air and Travel magazine. Owen, for once, I think he's actually got a very solid point. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, it's the protection of the overflights is pretty much the core Ryanair argument for a while, with a petition going on it. The only flights affected today, ironically, because welcome to the weird and wonderful world of aviation politics, the strike was called off. But at that stage, the French authorities had asked the airlines to cancel a proportion of their flights. So it's really only flights to and from France that are affected today, and there's no reason for it because the strike is not going ahead. It's just a knock-on from the whole process that started, contacting passengers, rearranging, rescheduling. The brakes couldn't be put on that because the cancellation of the strike came too late. It's not just Ryanair, as you pointed out. That's an Air France flight that's affected from Cork to Paris today. And while 300 Ryanair flights are affected, 2,000 flights altogether from different airlines are being cancelled today over a strike which isn't going ahead in the first place.
That is even madder than the first part of the conversation.
Pretty much. Welcome to the world of politics. One of the things that happened, that there's supposed to be an improvement, was a 48-hour notice had to be given of strike action. Now, Ryanair are saying protect overflights. A4E, of which the IAG, the parent of Aer Lingus and Ryanair and Air France are all members, they say it should be longer. It should be 21 days, and there should be a legally binding arbitration process, so that when somebody in an air traffic control centre decides he's going on strike, there has to be some sort of talks in advance. That's not the case in France at the moment. As Michael O'Leary alluded to, domestic flights are protected under different parts of French legislation. He just wants all of this put together in one band and said, we can't have a situation where air traffic controllers who are highly paid or have a free license to cause all sorts of disruption on a whim. The reason it happened so much in France, one of the reasons, but the main reason is that there are three competing unions. One has about 41% of air traffic controllers, another has 24%, and another has 22%. And they're competing for members. They're competing in terms of belligerence. When one of them signs a deal, the other one say, oh, that's not good enough, we'll get a better one. So we've been ongoing, almost incentivizing French air traffic control strikes, and we've seen lots of them at this stage.
We've been long told, Owen, and God, over the next couple of weeks we'll be blue in the face from listening to things that people will tell us they can affect that have absolutely nothing to do with the European Union. But is Michael O'Leary right? Could Ursula von der Leyen order the French unions to allow the overflights?
Yeah, the Commission is where all the action is. The member states, the Council of States, is where the problems will arise, because no French politician is going to ask yet for European legislation which will affect French trade union laws, rights, and trade union policies, which, you know, they're not as evolved as they are in Ireland. People, listeners, will have seen reeling in the years those huge bus strikes, bin strikes, all of those things that happened in the 70s, 80s, brought the place to a halt, tanker drivers. Over a period of time, we got a process in place, you know, with the National Implementation Board, the Labour Relations Commission, the Labour Court, to try and prevent strikes going from, basically the one weapon that the union has is to go on strike. You know, there is going from zero to madness very quickly. France has not really been able to address that industrial relations problem, and they're not in the French. No French politician is going to say to Europe, come in and sort this out for us. So while Michael O'Leary...
No, but the question is, Owen, that I was asking is... Michael O'Leary seems to have us in him. Michael O'Leary seems to believe that Ursula von der Leyen has the power within herself and the Commission to turn around to France and say, cop on, the flights will continue. Does she have that power?
She doesn't have the power to do anything internal, but what he's hoping is she'll have the power to say to Eurocontrol, pass the control of the air traffic control over to adjoining states. That's what happens in Greece, Italy, places like that.
Yeah.
And that is something she has the power to do. It means the Commission, would the Commission run into problems with, you know, with the Council of States and with the European Parliament? Would there be pushback against it? So he's asking for politicians to show a little bit of mettle, a little bit of a will to do something that would be politically uncomfortable with one of the most powerful states in the Union. And that's a big ask, as you know, with politicians.
I'm just thinking how long we'd last here, Owen, if our air traffic controllers went on strike and a flight from, and I'm not too sure whether it would, but let's just imagine it was, a flight from Paris to New York was affected by that. Wouldn't last 5 minutes.
Well, the interesting thing was that we did have a strike. It's about 15 years ago, and the response of the Irish Aviation Authority at the time was to publish the salaries of the air traffic controllers, and that pretty much put a stop to it. I think it was solved fairly quickly. The reality is that overflights would be allowed over Ireland pretty quickly if their air traffic controllers here decided to strike, because we've a huge airspace that goes well out into the North Atlantic. It would be very economically damaging to the whole of Europe.
All right. Okay. Owen, thank you very much. Owen Curry, travel journalist of renown and editor of Air and Travel magazine. And again, thanks to for being available to us on the Opinion Line. Owen, so that strike, this is as mad as it gets. That strike has now been cancelled. The French air traffic control strike, but it didn't happen soon enough. So now up to 50,000 Ryanair passengers are disrupted.
Cork's 96 FM.
Confidence starts with loving who you are. And when your skin feels nourished and glows on the outside, you naturally radiate confidence from the inside. Give your skin a glow-up with Osea's clinically proven Mega Moisture Duo. This ultra-hydrating body care features two of Osea's best sellers, Undaria Algae Body Oil and Undaria Collagen Body Lotion. These seaweed-powered heroes use skincare-level ingredients normally reserved for your face for results you can see and confidence you can feel. Osea has been making clean, clinically proven seaweed-infused face and body care products for over 28 years. This luxurious skincare is vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral certified, so you never have to choose between your values and your best skin. Glow from the inside out. Get 10% off your first order with code GLOW at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code GLOW.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code Program.